Module 1. People. One A, reading. Exercise 2, page 6.
The Akar Way. High up in the mountains of Southeast Asia, you can find the Akar Hill tribes living in their traditional villages and farming the land much as they have done for generations. The history of the Akar people goes back hundreds, if not thousands, of years. They originally came from Tibet and have maintained the physical characteristics of that region, being fairly short and dark in complexion. Today they live in small villages in the mountainous parts of China, Laos, Burma, Vietnam, and northern Thailand. The Akar people are rich in culture, history, and tradition, but they are also among the world's poorest people. Akar women remain remarkably tough, spirited, and cheerful in the face of such a harsh life. Akar men are brave and strong. The Akar have their own way of measuring time, where 1 week lasts 12 days, as well as their own sets of rules. Each village has its own leader or headman, and under his guidance people follow a code of behaviour known as the Akar Way. Thanks to the Akar Way, each person in these small communities knows their role in society. The men provide for their families by farming crops like rice, corn, and soybeans. They are also talented craftsmen and make crossbows, baskets, and musical instruments from bamboo. The women do spinning and weaving and make their own clothes. They wear colourfully embroidered black shirts and skirts and thick black leggings. Their headdresses are especially distinctive. As for the children, even though many of them don't attend school, they all know the names of every plant and animal in the forest. There is no written Akar language, but the oral tradition is very rich. Children have to memorize the names of all their ancestors, sometimes as far back as 60 generations. Akar villages all look quite similar. The bamboo houses with their thatched roofs stand on stilts on the hillsides. Every village has two wooden frames that look like a doorway at its entrance and exit. These structures have spiritual significance and are called the spirit gates. Artists cover the frames with carvings of both evil and smiling faces. This is to invite good spirits to enter the village and keep bad spirits out. Each summer, with great ceremony, the men build a swing in a public open space. Here the young children gather to play, but not just as a playground game. It is part of the yearly ceremony to honour dead ancestors. Sadly, the Akar Way is slowly disappearing from many villages. A growing number of tourists are visiting them and introducing a taste of Western culture. You can now see young Akar tribesmen sporting leather jackets and mobile phones. The women and girls only dress traditionally when there are tourists around, in the hope they will buy souvenirs. Some Akar have even decided to take things a step further. They are leaving their villages to seek their fortunes in the big cities.
Oh.